Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Naked Departure Talk Show. This show is live and interactive, and we invite the audience to join the discussion. You can call into the studio by clicking on the Skype button which appears on the show page, or by calling us on 1-914-205-5805. Alternatively, you can post your questions or comments in the chat room, which also appears on the show page. Thank you for tuning in. The management of Naked Departure Talk Show does not represent, endorse, or validate any views, opinions, products, or services promoted on this show.
Good morning. Charlie, are you there? Good morning. This is Sherry Veronica, and we are on Blog Talk, and we are also streaming on YouTube. I am trying to get some people on the Skype call, but we seem to be having some problems. But this is Sunday with Charlie Spice. And let me just delete them because it's not working out. Just please bear with me. Let me just delete that. Okay, let me try to reconnect with Charlie Spice. And let me connect with, today is Sunday, by the way, October 2nd, 2016. I do have Charlie Spice on. Charlie, are you with me?
Yes, I'm in the studio, Veronica. Good morning.
Thank you so very much. And we have Alexander calling in. I don't know why we're having a problem with this particular person.
Hello?
To come on. Yes, can you hear us?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, one second, let me just take you off from the other part. Okay, that stopped. Okay, can you speak up? Because we were trying to get you 2 minutes into the show and we couldn't seem to connect. Can you speak?
Okay, no problem.
Okay, we have a little asterisk next to your name showing that we have a poor connection, but we can still continue with the show. Good morning, Charlie. Welcome into the studio.
Good morning, Veronica. Thank you for having me again in your studio, and I want to say a shout-out to our guest who has been brave enough to come on the show to talk about what's happening in Trinidad and Tobago. Now, today we're going to be talking about human trafficking and circumstances that exist in Trinidad and Tobago where the government, the police in particular, have arrested and are prosecuting operators in the adult entertainment industry for human trafficking when, in my opinion, doesn't seem as though in all cases they have a basis for taking action against these individuals for human trafficking. They may, however, have a case for prostitution, but I don't see, from what I've heard, that there's much ground to take action for human trafficking. The international organizations around the world who are charged with the responsibility of investigating and dealing with human trafficking, I have some serious issue with some of these organizations. They get funding from the U.S. government, from other non-governmental organizations, from the EU, to police human trafficking. And in some instances, some cases, this funding is quite substantial. So they are earning salaries, they pay for their cars, they pay for the mortgages, and they do not have a disincentive to tell the truth about human trafficking figures. I've heard some crazy figures that, to substantiate the basis for funding. And I have some serious issue there. I would like them to prove to me in some cases where they get these figures from, because I see a reason for them to fabricate and to perhaps inflate the numbers, because it keeps their funding coming. And this is what it's all about. There's corruption everywhere at all levels. Now, we're having a case where the U.S. government is obviously putting pressure on Trinidad. Not only Trinidad, but many of the Caribbean islands have been charged with not doing enough to stamp out human trafficking. And here now in Trinidad, the people who have been involved with adult entertainment and where individuals have voluntarily decided to work as escorts, sex workers of some sort or the other, they're making it appear to be human trafficking, and people have been accused and prosecuted. Now we have someone on the studio, in the studio with us. I want to thank you very much for coming. Do I refer to you as Wayne or Alexander?
Either one is fine with me.
I'm sorry?
Either one is fine with me. Alexander is good.
Okay, I like Alexander, so let's refer to you as Alexander.
Okay.
Now, you shared with me what is happening with you and other operators in Trinidad and Tobago. Could you please, for the benefit of the audience, could you tell us again what you're experiencing right now? What happened to you and other operators in Trinidad and Tobago?
Right. Since middle of last year, after a couple of laws were passed in the country regarding to age limits, etc., what has happened is the police has started clamping down on different places. Myself, I am one of the operators that they clamped down on, and there are about four or five others that I know directly. And what it is they're doing is that they're coming into the business, they're interfering with the people operating the businesses under the assumption that it is human trafficking. But the people that I'm talking about, including myself, I'm sure it is voluntary workers that they have, right? And it's normal adult industry business. It's not anything forced, anything coerced along those lines.
Yes, I see. Have you ever trafficked anyone or forced anyone to work as an escort, a prostitute, a sex worker of any kind? Have you ever forced anyone?
Never. My advertisement is usually public, and people contact me when it is they're in need of employment, whatever financial situation or problem they're having, and they contact me, and then I organize business for them as usual. So it has never been anything forced, anything coerced. I don't even actually go out looking for employees. People contact me when they need employment, and I provide such.
I see. I am sure that there is some degree of human trafficking across the Caribbean. There is some degree of withholding of passports and some degree of coercion. I have no doubt, but it is not, in my opinion, to a level that would cause the U.S. government to put us on a watch list of places around the world where you've got to be careful of human trafficking. I think that is not warranted. It is not justified, in my opinion, from what I know. And I know a lot of what's happening in the sex industry in the Caribbean. It is my job to know. It is my interest to know. I am an operator, so of course I have an interest. So I am very concerned about this. Now, in your opinion, you've spoken to a lawyer, I'm sure. In your opinion and the opinion of the lawyer, do they have a legal basis to prosecute you for human trafficking?
So far from the lawyers I've spoken to, the answer is no. But what is happening is because no one in the industry and neither the lawyers have paid much attention to this particular aspect, the lawyers are now discovering, they're now researching, they're now checking up on the actual legislation, how it is worded. The lawyers are now checking up on the actual legislation, how it is worded, and what grounds the police can use. But as far as I've heard, they don't have grounds for that.
Okay, let me read an excerpt from Wikipedia, which speaks to the definition of human trafficking, which is what the FBI and other organizations go by. Human trafficking is the recruitment, transportation, transfer, harboring, or receipt of persons by means of threat or use of force or other forms of coercion, of abduction, of fraud, of deception, of the abuse of power, of a position of vulnerability, or of the giving or receiving of payments or benefits to achieve the consent of a person having control over another person for the purpose of exploitation. That is the definition of human trafficking, which is used by most organizations, policing organizations around the world. And from what you're telling me and what other operators have told me, I do not see why the Trinidad government is prosecuting you for human trafficking. They may or may not have a case for something else, but I don't see a case for human trafficking. If this is so, it would appear as though the government of Trinidad and Tobago are violating your rights and the rights of other people to protect the rights of people who are not under the human trafficking legislation.
Exactly.
How do you respond to that?
That is exactly my opinion. What is happening is that they are in an attempt to boost their numbers for how many prosecutions they have for human trafficking. They are casting a bit of a dragnet and pulling anyone that they can, let's say, make even the smallest link to in the adult industry, and they're labeling it as human trafficking. And that's what they're doing. But the businesses that they've targeted, the businesses that I know are not operating under those confines. The businesses that I know that they've targeted so far were, it's adult industry businesses. Yes, they were involved in the adult industry, but it was with consent. It was without any force, any coercion, any bribery, any trickery, or any other sort of advantage that they were gaining employees and people were working with them. In Trinidad, especially, as far as I know, I've been in the industry for about 15 years, and in Trinidad, people are free to join an agency, they are free to leave an agency, they are free to go across to another agency at any point in time, and there is no force, there is no trouble, there is no coercion, there is no problem associated with moving, coming into the industry, or deciding to stop doing work in the industry. That has not been the case.
I don't want Veronica to think that we hijacked her show. So,
no.
Veronica, I'm sure you may have a question.
No, you go ahead. You go ahead, Charlie.
Okay. I am, because people in the adult industry, particularly in Trinidad and Tobago, are perhaps afraid to speak out, they will obviously become victims themselves of the misuse of legislation. And, of course, if they don't speak out and the majority and the society at large, those who actually speak out will be speaking against the adult entertainment industry, then there's going to be very little hope for these individuals. So this is why I am going to call the press in Trinidad and Tobago, and I will get myself interviewed because I want to know what is going on. I want to hear more. I want to get public opinion. And as you well know, Alexandra, we had started an organization called the Global Adult Industry Association, which at that time did not have a lot of traction. But more and more people are coming to me asking for my opinion or my support or my advice. And I'm thinking it is time to really put some momentum behind this organization and see whether or not we could get some reaction from the public in Trinidad and Tobago. Do you think that this will help you? Help your cause, and certainly for your rights to be observed.
Definitely. This is one of the main reasons that I contacted you. I saw the association that you were developing, the Global Adult Industry Association, and I saw that it was necessary in Trinidad at this point in time, because I've been following the news, I've been following all the updates from the United States and the UN and the human trafficking laws, and I saw the industry being targeted in this unlawful and unfair manner. I saw it being targeted. I've actually started talking to some of the agencies throughout the country and trying to explain exactly what you said to them, that because they are unaware of the laws, because they are, let's use the word, uneducated in the laws, they are more fearful and they are not banding together. And this is why I contacted you, because we need to get them to band together to stand up just for our rights. We're not trying to change anything. We're not trying to attack the government in any way, but we're just trying to protect the rights of anyone involved in the adult industry at this current time.
We cannot speak so openly and so well. I'm always very powerful when I speak because I have conviction in what I talk about, but we cannot speak about these things unless we look at what the law actually says in Trinidad and Tobago. Now, is prostitution illegal in Trinidad and Tobago?
Yes, it is.
Okay. Is it? So, escort agencies tend to have agreements, sometimes in writing, in hard copy, and other times in digital copy online, that they're not selling the services, sexual services, of individuals in exchange for money, that whatever happens between two consenting adults is between two consenting adults. You organize and promote the time and the talents of and even the sexuality of individuals for the entertainment of clients, but you cannot offer sex as part of that, and that is the arrangement you have with girls working with you. Is this correct or not?
This is correct. I am actually one of the first agencies I know in Trinidad to start using paperwork in terms of my recruitment of young ladies or guys. I actually organized
Alexander,
to get some contracts drafted.
Alexander, can
right?
you hear me? Alexander, if you can hear me, I need you to I need you to pull back from the microphone, but speak louder, but not be too close. You sound muffled to my ear, but after recording, you may sound perfect, but to my ear, you sound muffled as though you're right next to the microphone. We need you to speak clearly and loudly, but not be too close to the microphone.
Okay, no problem.
Okay.
Let me interject with a question, Alexander. So you are, when you promote the company of beautiful ladies for clients, and you have an agreement in writing that, as far as you're concerned, they're not actually selling sex. They're selling the companionship and the time and so forth. Are you breaking the law in Trinidad when you do it the way I just explained it? Are you breaking the law?
No, you're not. No, you're not.
So if they do not have a basis for taking action against you for human trafficking, then basically they don't have a case against you for anything. Unless they can prove that you are involved in prostitution.
Okay, Charlie, let me get in there. Charlie, can I get in there for 1 second? We are dealing with island people, and we know that if they want you, if they want to get something done, they can throw the book at you, they can circumvent their own laws, and it can get dirty. Now, I want to know from Alexander if he or anyone else in that industry is prosecuted successfully, what are they looking at in terms of jail time, like 10 years, 2 years, 6 months? What can happen to you if you are found guilty of human trafficking?
At my last check, Veronica, human trafficking carries 50 years minimum sentence. So you're looking at a 15-year minimum sentence per charge. So according to how many charges they levy against you.
I'm sorry. How long? How many months?
15 years.
Ooh.
Yes.
Ooh.
Yes.
This is why they would prefer to level human trafficking charges against you than any other charge, which they may or may not be able to prosecute.
But it begs the question, forgive me for being on the outside here, but it begs the question, if such a charge can be leveled against you, and if you are saying that they don't really have a reason to bring these charges, but yet they are there and there's some kick-up, there's some dust-up. Are you making that much money to put your life on the line for? I mean, is it that important to you to do this particular job? And will you have enough money to hire the best attorneys money can buy just to keep on doing what you're doing? Is it worth it?
Well, to answer that question, to me it's worth it. One of the reasons is because I actually love the industry. So it's not just about the money up front. Of course, no, I would need to use money for these legal issues. I did not know, when I did my research, I did not know that they were going to try to levy these charges against me. As Charlie said, I can understand they coming at agencies with other charges, be it charges of prostitution or so on. However, those charges are much smaller. Those are much misdemeanor offenses when compared to the human trafficking charges that they are trying to stick to the agencies in the country.
Is there any public outcry? Well, you said that the organizations and operators in the industry there are not speaking out. Has there been any public outcry? Because it appears to me, from what you have said and other people have said to me, that the Trinidad government is buckling at the might of the United States, to impress the United States that they're doing something about human trafficking. And do you think that the government is overlooking proper legislation to prosecute you, to please the United States or the EU?
Definitely. And as Veronica said, we are island people. They are going to do whatever it is they can. They're going to bend. They're going to throw whatever they can at you in order to please, as you said, the other government agencies that are coming down on them. So the pressure is upon them, and what they are doing is just trying to put pressure upon everyone in the industry. And because the people in the industry are more scared than anything else, they are just accepting the pressure.
Yes.
And everyone is, what has happened, Sally, since this happened to me, what has happened, the industry has not slowed down, it has not stopped. Everyone has just sort of gone into the closet, and they're now hiding more and more to do the business. And my problem with that is that the more people hide to do the business, it has been proven that this business is not something that is going to stop. But the more people hide is actually the more problems arise in the industry. Whereas if there were proper legislation and agents could actually register their businesses and learn how to do the business properly, then and only then would the employees and the employers and the clients, everybody be safe. Because once it is controlled properly, you would not have the negative impact of human trafficking.
Well, now you're talking my tune, because I'm not a big proponent of secrecy. So I do believe that once these things are put out there, this is something that happens in the world. This is something that happens between human beings. Let's put legislation in place. Let all people come out and do what they have to do in the open. You know, I can hear background.
This is what I've been lobbying for. This is what I've been trying to get the agencies in Trinidad to understand, Veronica, that it's human nature. The business in itself, adult entertainment, is something the majority, if not all of us, crave. And putting is not something that we can just keep sweeping under the rug or hiding from. So what is necessary is not legislator to prosecute, but it's legislator to control and to organize the business itself, so that agencies can register, agencies can have guidelines and rules to follow. You understand? We're talking about everything from HIV and AIDS testing, right? Making these things mandatory so that the business gets a clean up. What is necessary?
Yeah, I have to share something. Let me share something with you.
Sure.
Sorry about that. I have to share something with you.
Okay.
The organization, the Human Trafficking Task Force in Miami, in Florida, started to partner with strip clubs and other adult entertainment organizations and adult entertainers sometime back, I think in the last 2 years, to offer courses on how to identify human trafficking victims, so that they're now partnered with operators in the adult entertainment industry to help stamp out human trafficking. But because the best way is to partner with people in the industry, partner with the operators, so that they can be that team effort and a better effort at reducing the cases of human trafficking.
Exactly.
Not to cut you across, Charlie, but let me add to what you think. That is actually the best way forward, because it is the people that are in the industry that are more, let's put it, on the ground when it comes to seeing the effects and the victims of human trafficking. Asking the police to get involved in what is a secret, let's say a secret problem, is going to be harder for them than people actually involved in the industry. We are the ones that deal with the clients all the time, so the clients are the ones that will know when a girl comes to them and complains of being victimized or being taken advantage of. And so the people in the industry are the ones that would be able to help the police better in their search, in their efforts to stamp out human trafficking.
Absolutely. I am not just going to be speaking to the press in Trinidad and Tobago to, you know, just for the sake of getting into the media. I also want to talk to lawyers in Trinidad and Tobago. I would like to get a team of lawyers to investigate whether or not you're actually breaking the human trafficking laws. I would like to get legal perspective on this. I would like to engage in dialogue
Charlie, when human trafficking indicate that the person's in the country illegally also?
Human trafficking can be internal or transnational.
Oh, I see.
You can force somebody from Trinidad. A Trinidadian can force a Trinidadian into sexual servitude.
Oh, I
or,
see.
Or,
okay.
And it's not just sex trafficking. You can traffic someone to work in a warehouse making fabrics. You know, so it's not just sex. So yes, it can be a Trinidadian trafficking a Trinidadian or a Trinidadian trafficking a Venezuelan coming into the country or any other nationality.
Thank you for explaining that. Thank you.
Yes. So where do you go from here, Alexander? This is interesting. I know what I'm going to do. I want to start the dialogue. I'm hoping I can raise the interest from the other operators to at least make sure that their rights are not being violated. Because what's the point in protecting one sector of the society by violating the rights of another sector? That makes no sense to me.
Exactly.
So I know what I'm going to do. What are you going to do? I mean, how do you see your situation going forward?
Like I told you, I have been even before this incident. I have been trying to mobilize an association here locally. I've been trying to mobilize the agencies coming together. What has happened because of the bad media with my case and other cases? It has actually scared most of them underground. They're actually more afraid. But like I told you, Trinidadians are of the mentality, again, as Veronica said, it's an island people mentality. We are of the mentality that anyone outside of Trinidad is wiser, smarter, and better to handle these issues. And this is why I asked for your help, and this is why it is I asked to come on the show, because I know that Trinidadians would respond better with the more international help they see themselves getting, right? So
yes.
I am willing to work with you. I have some of my lawyers ready to start working. And I have some agencies that are still listening to me, that are still willing to listen to you. And we just have to keep sticking it behind them to get their ideas and their views on everything and get them together. That's the only way I see forward.
Alexander, are you connected politically? Because once you're congressperson or what do you call it in Trinidad, once your representative, your whoever it is for your district, can't they speak on behalf of you in Parliament? These are things that you have to be connected to that apparatus so that you can get these laws passed. These things are important. It's very important that an industry that they say has been around since the beginning of the world, we gotta work better within that industry. If it's something that people do, no matter what you say, it is happening. Why not make it legal? Why not have it on the up and up? And why not have it in the open?
Veronica, I couldn't agree with you more, but I am humble enough to accept that I'm not politically connected enough to do these things on my own. And this is why I've been trying to get people together, be it lawyers, be it people in the agency. Another thing, again, is the secrecy of the industry in the country. Even though I might have some political clients or friends, they are not prepared to take up this fight. So the relationship that they and I have is on a private level, and even when I go to them with the problems in the industry, they are not prepared to take up the fight. So I am trying to find people who are not only able but also prepared and willing to take up the fight.
Let me say something at this point. This has gone beyond morality. This has gone beyond people's industry or adult entertainment. This is a question of whether or not some citizens of Trinidad and Tobago, or the rights of some citizens of Trinidad and Tobago, are being violated. If someone is caught trafficking another person in Trinidad, and it is proven that they've trafficked that individual or those individuals, then take them to prison. I have no problem with that. Of course, if anyone is breaking the law, but if you're not trafficking, I think they should allow to violate your rights and charge you with something that they know does not exist. That makes no sense. So it's not about prostitution. It's not about morality. It's about, are you being wrongfully accused of a crime that you're not committing? That is the case, and we need to prove that. And once you prove that and it becomes highlighted in the press, then I think that you're going to be looking at the complexity of the and the landscape of the situation will change. This is what it's about. It's not about prostitution anymore, or it's about your rights.
I agree with you, Charlie, but again, like we were saying before, what the island people mentioned, that we have got knocked off.
He's breaking up.
Thank you. and
you're breaking up, Alexander.
Two men to be going to the other islands have gotten accustomed to. Is that what? Sorry, what I'm saying is what the island mentality and the people in Trinidad have gotten accustomed to.
This ends the part of for Blog Talk. We are getting off Blog Talk and we are going to live stream. Thank you so very much for joining us today.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of this episode of Naked Departure Talk Show. If you would like to appear as a guest on the show, simply email our producer at nakeddeparture@gmail.com or message us directly from the show page. We would love to have you as a guest on the show. You can listen to a repeat of this episode at any time in the future. Simply go to our show page at blogtalkradio.com/nakeddeparture and follow the links. I would like to thank our guests, the discussion panel, and the production team. I would also like to thank the listeners for tuning in and giving us an audience. We will now leave you with the sweet jazzy sounds of Trade Winds by Alan Trotman and Jonathan Butler.